Now, there are different types of authentications. The first one is called simple authentication. This is a type of authentication in which you use simple forms like using passwords, and this is a simple way. Or you can use the challenge response. Challenge response is a way in which you agree on a certain formula. Like, for instance, when you come to the computer, instead of logging in by using the password, the computer can give you some number. When you type your username, Anna, the computer gives you some number. And say, okay, if you are really Anna, then take this number and give me a reply. So beforehand, you agree, user, Anna, and the server, that we are going to use a certain formula, a certain mathematical formula, that when you put this number, you get a certain result. If you put a 4, for instance, you get 16. If you put a 5, you get 25. Simple, like, for instance, square. So then the computer will give you the number. You are Anna, okay, they give you 5. Now, if you reply 25, it means, okay, you are really Anna, because you've agreed, you know the formula that you are using. Now, if you give 20 or another number, then you are not allowed to go to the computer. So, see, this is called challenge response. Another one, simple authentication, is by using PINs. Usually, there are 4 digits and so on. And then, if you type more than 3, then usually the computer can decide to block you. And then, there is strong authentication. Now, strong authentication is a system that is recommended in the sensitive environments. This is basing on public key systems. That is, we talked about asymmetric system. It's a system that is using 2 keys, private and public key. It's basing on digital certificates. Now, probably some of you don't know what is a certificate. Now, a digital certificate is an object that binds an identity of a person or identity of a machine, because machines have IDs, or computers, they have IDs, to her public key. And this object is used for electronic authentication before a transaction in the open networks. Imagine that you want to go to buy computers from a company that is in England or in US or in Italy. You want to buy electronically. So what you do, you go to their server, and then before you do the transaction, you must first of all verify. You must present your identity. So a certificate is some kind of electronic identity that you can present to the other partner, your other partner that you want to buy things from, and this is provided electronically. So the other side, where you want to buy your computers, you want to buy computers, you need to be able to verify that you are the general manager of this company, and that you are able, you are authorized to buy, you are authorized to press an order, and you, he or she, be able to verify that, okay, you are really the manager of this company.